The shift in focus from health care to job creation is little comfort to the many Americans who have jobs but no health insurance. As part of our series, Are You Covered?, NPR's Debbie Elliott checks back in with a New Orleans contractor who wants insurance, but insurers don't want him.
Winter, what there is of it in New Orleans, is the slow season for Fernando Ariola's construction firm. So late last year, he took care of a nagging medical problem.
I had a minor surgery. You know, it wasn't anything big, just had a growth remove. So I went to Guatemala, and it cost me a grand total of $80, including the doctor visit. I was able to save some money. I couldn't even pay for the doctor visit over here.
Ariola is a naturalized citizen who has called New Orleans home for 40 years, but his regular doctor these days is in his native Guatemala. So when he goes to visit family, he gets care and stocks up on his blood pressure medicine. The 58-year-old self-employed businessman gave up his health coverage after Hurricane Katrina to save money when times were tough. When he tried to reinstate the policy, he was denied. Ariola had hoped Congress would allow people like him to pay for early Medicare coverage.
See, I'm willing to pay for what I'm getting. You know, that's not the point. It's just that I cannot even get it.
He's frustrated that politicians can't seem to agree on a fix.
It's a mess. It is a mess. I don't know that they can do anything.
For his part, Ariola has been trying to do something locally for people like him by serving on the board of directors of a fledgling health clinic for uninsured workers. At the First Grace United Methodist Church in the Mid-City neighborhood, a construction crew is transforming Sunday school classrooms into exam rooms. It's the new home of the New Orleans Faith Health Alliance. The full clinic won't be ready until late spring, so for now, a small windowless choir room serves as a makeshift exam room.
144 over 86.
Nurse practitioner Gwen George is with a new patient.
That's a little bit high, but it's not real high.
Elevated?
Right. Have you ever had any blood pressure problems?
I was diagnosed elevated, yeah.
With high blood pressure? How long ago?
Pre-Katrina.
Okay, about 5 years then.
Yeah,
Little, probably.
Her patient is Lee Hardy, a morning show producer for a local AM radio station. Hardy had hoped Congress would create a public health plan.
People think that it's for other people out there that don't want to work and people who are just lazy bums and so on and so forth. But that is not the case. I mean, I stand before you, it's living proof that that's not the case. I mean, I work hard.
How long have you been without health insurance?
Well, let's see, Katrina came in 2005, and the job that I had, that I did have health insurance with, was gone. So you can mark it right back to August 29th, 2005.
And it's been that long since he's seen a doctor, even though his previous job was as a marketing director for a home health care agency. Nurse Gwen George says Hardy is typical of the patients she sees at this clinic. Most have chronic health problems like high blood pressure or diabetes and have gone for years without care. Katrina devastated the city's health care system, including Charity Hospital. Even today, she says, there are few treatment options.
Unless they go to the university, which is going to be free care, but it's hours and hours to wait. And when you have a job, you really can't wait 10, 12 hours to be seen because you'll no longer have your job.
Since November, the New Orleans Faith Health Alliance has been seeing patients 3 half-days a week, addressing a mere fraction of the need in this city where so many people work in industries that don't offer health coverage, like construction and hospitality. Clinic Director Luann Francis says there are about 80,000 uninsured workers in the New Orleans metro area.
We are specifically focused on serving these people because we think these people are the ones that are falling through the cracks and who go, you know, for a long period of time without seeing a provider.
But it's not a free ride. Patients must join or become members by paying a fee based on their income and pay for each visit.
Thank you all.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Lee Hardy emerges from the exam room after an hour-long consultation.
This place is a blessing, and I'm going to recommend it to a lot of people, and I certainly do know a lot of folks who would probably qualify for the services, because a lot of people that I know are employed and not insured. And that's the reality of the New Orleans that we live in.
The clinic has signed up 15 members so far, and the newest is contractor Fernando Areola, who says the clinic will help him with routine matters like his blood pressure. But he's still concerned about major medical issues. His plan for now?
Pray that nothing happens.
At least not until he's 65 and qualifies for Medicare. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Are You Covered is about the healthcare experience of ordinary Americans. It's produced in collaboration with Kaiser Health News, a nonprofit news service.